how do we differentiate between spiritual anxiety and material anxiety? Spiritual anxiety means that the anxiety triggered by the desire to serve the spiritual master, and material anxiety is our own mode of passion which impels us to do more and more service for payment recognition. Answer: phalena parichayate. We can see that whatever we are doing, is it enhancing our Krishna consciousness or is it weakening our remembrance of Krishna? Is it distracting us from remembrance of Krishna or increasing it? So if whatever we do helps us move closer to Krishna, it helps us to move further in our journey towards Krishna, then that is positive, that is favorable. Rather than trying to make this as black and white, we can see that there are, when we do a particular action, we may have various levels of motivation for doing those actions. And if you understand that a particular level of motivation is not necessarily the right or wrong motivation, but that level of motivation is what we have right now, and we can choose which level of which motivation to strengthen and which level of motivation to weaken. So we all have a human need to be accepted and respected in whatever community we belong to. And that is by no means wrong or unhealthy. That's just a normal, natural human need. And to the extent it is addressed, to that extent we can function properly in our lives. To the extent it is neglected, to that extent it is a problem. Now, what does addressing those needs means? That we all have to do particular things to move forwards in our lives, and to the extent we address those needs so that we feel secure. If we do some valuable service and some difficult service, we put in our time, effort, creativity, dedication, resources, and then nobody notices us, nobody appreciates us, we will actually feel disheartened by it. So the human need for appreciation is not the same need, same as the ego's need for gratification or reputation or fame. So we try for a pure motivation, but we work with whatever motivation we have, and we work on the motivation that we have. It is by working for Krishna with whatever motivation we have that we can work with our existing motivation while working on our existing motivation. After all, if right now we are doing service for the sake of name, fame, glory, should we just stop doing the service? How will we become purified by that? We will simply become envious of someone else who starts doing that service well, and we will start thinking, you know, why is this person doing the service so well? Why can't I do that service so well? Why is this person getting appreciated? And why am I not getting that appreciation? So in that sense, it's important that all of us recognize, according to time, place, circumstance, that we have to deal with our particular situation in a mature way. So generally, whatever is done in the mode of passion is not sustainable. Sometimes you start, just like passion is associated with creation, so if you're going to start a new project, if you're going to do a expand to a new initiative in Amarnath service to Krishna, at that time some amount of passion may be required, and that passion may enable us to start it off. But just as passion can't sustain things, so not only we need goodness for sustaining things, so one of the things that we are using is not just that the project we are doing, but we are using our own body mind machine. So if we do not come to a certain level of goodness, then our body and mind will not be able to function sustainably for doing the project. Either we will exhaust ourselves so much that we will feel sick and unhealthy, or we will exhaust ourselves mentally and become irritable, resentful, feeling that although we are working so hard, nobody cares for us, nobody cooperates with us, and you know, while it may be true, but ultimately if it's our baby, if a mother has a baby and others come forward to help that help take care of the baby, that's good, but it's a mother's baby. And if that baby starts crying in the night, she can't expect a neighbor or a relative staying somewhere else to come and take care of the baby. She has to take care. So sometimes we have a baby, and say begetting a baby requires some amount of passion, but then taking care of the baby requires goodness. That one has to sustain is not easy. So similarly, our project is like our baby. And if we start becoming very irritable that nobody is helping us, then we have to know that it is our baby and we alone have to take care of that baby. If others help, that is a plus. So we may decide that, okay, I had expanded to this proportion, but maybe this proportion expansion is not sustainable for me. So let me downsize and do this at a more sustainable pace. And in general, if we do the service in a way that is holistic, that is sustainable, we will move closer to Krishna through the service. We will actually start feeling that we can and we do connect with Krishna, and by such connection with Krishna, each one of us will be able to become successful in our lives. We will be able to become successful not just in terms of making a contribution in the world, but also making a connection that takes us beyond the world, a connection with Krishna. We want to make a contribution to Krishna's mission in this world, but we also want to make a connection with our Guru and Krishna, and the connection will take us beyond the world. So both of these can come together in a holistic and sustainable way if we work with whatever existing motivation we have while also working on that motivation. That means sometimes if we don't get recognition, we might be fueled by partially by the desire for recognition and partially by the desire to please Guru and Krishna. And that proportion may vary at different times for us. But when we don't get that recognition, rather than giving into frustration, you can see, yeah, this is an opportunity for me to purify myself, to purify my motivations. And rather than getting discouraged, we rework our motivations and move on in our lives. That's how each one of us can function and progress. Thank you.